Concours Écricom 2009, épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 3. The New Car Mystery. As the global financial problems continue, the car industry is suffering badly, with new car sales down 36.8% in November. But how, in the current climate, could anybody be persuaded to buy a new car? As most people already know, the car industry is in a spot of bother. After starting to rise strongly in 1998, new car registrations in the UK reached a glorious peak in 2003. Just 4 years on, sales are falling off a cliff. But there's long been a puzzling thing about the car business. Why do people buy new cars at all? Motoring columnists have always drawn attention to the massive depreciation that many new cars suffer in their first year. In the old days, when cars were less reliable, buying a used car was seen as something of a gamble. But no longer. So why doesn't everybody just wait a year or two and then buy their dream car, hardly driven, at a bargain price? For motoring journalist Paul Horrell, a consultant editor on Top Gear magazine, new cars are no more an illogical purchase than the various other products in the high street that have been hit but are still selling. It's no different than buying anything else. Why are people still buying new televisions? They want the newest thing, and they want something that somebody else hasn't had before. That freshness is something that Bill Taylor likes. It's his answer to the question, why do you want to buy something that drops 25% in value as soon as you drive it out of the showroom? The retired IT director from DeVries has just got his hands on a Jaguar XJ. He loves the feeling of driving something that hasn't had another owner. Then, of course, there's the celebrated new car smell. If you have a leather interior, you can't fail to notice it. There's just something nice about having one that someone else hasn't had. Mark Lavery, chief executive of Cambray, the dealer chain where Mr. Taylor bought his car, thinks much along the same lines. There's nothing that smells nicer than a new car. I get a real buzz purely because of the smell. Of course, for those who do buy a car, particularly a luxury car, things have never been cheaper. Sales of luxury brands have been catastrophically affected. Mercedes sales are down 57%. Mr. Taylor managed to get £6,000 off his Jaguar, but there are more extreme examples. A Jaguar XJR, slightly more than 2 years old, with 12,000 miles on the clock, and a list price at sale of £62,000, would now be available for £20,000. But the car industry still needs to sell you its new cars. Tom Pinsent, a planner at CHI and Partners, the advertising agency that handles several Toyota models, is one person who has that job. He says the way new cars are advertised is changing. The classic car advert of the last two decades might be the shiny car hammering corners with a spectacular vista, as an upbeat soundtrack makes you think of the word status and symbol. But there's a new underlying theme. Increasingly, people are buying cars on a rational level, says Pinsent. Fin du texte numéro 3.